I work for a really cool nonprofit called SDCEO, East Women's Business Center. It's a mouthful, I know.
Yes.
But I help women entrepreneurs and intrapreneurs throughout Eastern South Dakota. So that means still here in Brookings too.
Yes. And so, yes, you still live in Brookings. That's the number two question.
Yes, I still live in Brookings.
You just have a big, great job for the state.
I do. I get to help everybody. So if you're ever looking into a business or if you're in a business and have questions, you can always reach out for me for free help.
Oh, yeah. Give them your email.
Ashley.Bigger, B-I-G-G-A-R, at BHSU.edu.
Woo. Okay. Woo. So we got that out of the way.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So hopefully everybody was listening.
Now they know.
Okay, so you're filling in for Emily because she's out of town again.
Yes.
She travels a lot. Do you want to do our dad joke?
Do I want to do our dad joke? I certainly do. And I heard this came
from ringing.
Mr. Tun.
Oh, yes. Mr. Tun did this. Yes.
Mr. Tun came up with this joke. So I am super excited to be able to present you with, what do you call James Bond taking a bath?
Sexy? No. What?
Close, probably. But 007.
Yes! Da-da-da-da. Thank you, darling, for that joke. He loves a good dad joke, if you know him.
He did good. He did good, of course.
So let's talk about what we did this weekend, because there was some fun stuff this weekend.
There were so many things going on.
So I went to the bridal show, the first ever Hitch Studio bridal show. I was there as a venue, as one of like 36 people that were there. What did you do this weekend?
My family went and ate at Flavor.
Oh, yes.
On Saturday night.
Downtown.
It was delish.
Yep.
Downtown Brookings. Can't beat a time in downtown Brookings.
Yep.
But also joined up with you at the,
wedding
show. So
it was really fun. It was in Club 71. It was cool. We saw some FOMO listeners that we met, and it was a good time. So that was fun. And once again, it was a great, successful first time ever.
Yeah.
Event.
And then I spent my evening last night making some decorations.
Cookies. Oh, yes.
So, decorations.
Yes. She made lots of fake candy.
For?
Festival of Trees.
So we're going to be doing a tree for the Brookings Arts Council Festival of Trees. So I am now Santa's elf, right?
Yes, you're the elf that makes the candy, and then we're going to go in and zhuzh it up. We're going to make a tree. So you'll have to stop. That's at Brookings Arts Council, and we'll keep reminding you because that, I don't think, launches until next week.
No, but we're going to decorate it last minute.
Yeah, last minute we're doing it. So let's jump into the week because there's a lot of cool stuff. As always, on Tuesday, you can do, what did you call it, scaryoke?
It's scaryoke. Let's get real. a couple people are good. I will give them that, but if you listen to me, it'd be scary.
Well, don't do it then. It'll be fine. So karaoke at the lodge every Tuesday. And then something cool that I noticed at the Brookings Public Library is they're having a Native American Heritage Month series with speakers.
Yes.
So I might say this wrong, but it looks like Tate Walker is the speaker for this week. And that is Tuesdays at 7 p.m. at the Brookings Public Library. And we love them and we need to support them. So if you have any interest in that, it's free.
It's free. Yeah. That's our favorite word.
It's our favorite word. And then tell us about What's Wednesday.
Well, Wednesday is 1 Million Cups, and now it's at the Carrot Seed.
It is at the Carrot Seed.
So that's cool, too. Still downtown Brookings at 9 a.m. So 1 Million Cups take place anywhere across the U.S. at 9 a.m., regardless
everywhere.
Of where you go.
Yeah, so that's why there's really 1 million cups of coffee.
It's 1 million cups.
Totally makes sense when you know what it means.
And so what that is, it's really an opportunity for people to share their ideas about their businesses. If they haven't started a business or if they have a business, they kind of share what's going on with them. And then the audience gives feedback and asks questions.
Yeah, it's a great networking.
Yeah, it's
great
cool.
networking
really
event.
Cool.
I always meet somebody new there.
And there's coffee.
So let's just get right into it and talk about Brookings GIS Day.
Exactly. What you investigated this, and I'm happy you did.
So I had to Google this last night. It created a whole family conversation.
That's what this is all about, right?
Because I ran across it. The city is putting this on, and it literally is Wednesday at 4 p.m., Brookings GIS Day. So I know nobody knows what that means. Maybe.
What does it mean, Kim?
So it means Geographic Informational Systems.
Ooh,
big
tell
word.
Me more.
Yeah, so it's a lot of the local people that deal with GIS, I guess it's a thing. It's a mapping, programming of maps, making your own maps. I didn't know what this was called, but I have been doing it for years with Let It Glow.
Oh.
So it's how to create your own maps with programming software like Google and such. But you can find more information on that on Facebook or cityofbrookings.com. They are putting this on. It is online, and it is free, I believe.
Free again. We like free.
But it's cool if you have any use for this to create maps for, just your kids or routes or schools. I don't know.
And
but
then when
it's
you
cool.
get done with your maps, you could just head over to the VFW.
For bingo. bingo.
For bingo.
It's not our week, but we love VFW. We love Wednesday, yep. 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
And then also, there's a small little basketball game with SDSU at Frost Arena.
Of course there is.
At 7 p.m. Lots going on Wednesday.
Lots going on.
Thursday is like become my favorite night of the week because the Brookings Country Club has craft sandwich night. So for $8, you get a sandwich and a side.
$8?
And then $8 is like the total, even including tax. Like a crisp $8.
A crisp.
Like a crisp 5 3/1.
Okay.
And you're good to go. And then so we have this Thursday's our membership mixer and open house, which means anybody can come.
Anybody.
And I love that.
We don't
have
to like buy a membership.
You don't have to be a member. You don't have to know anybody. So come out, have an $8 sandwich, $12 pitchers of beer and poker, Texas Hold'em, $20 buy-in. We do it every Thursday. And that's been really fun for me with this winter season because I love poker and I love parties. So, and I love sandwiches.
It's all good. It's win-win-win. And then tell me about this next event, Wine United, right?
Oh, yes.
I was very curious about this.
I was
glad that you filled me in.
Yeah, so we have talked before, United Way partners with local restaurateurs, and they've been doing Dine United, which is every week they partner. Last week was craft, and a portion of the proceeds go to United Way, which we all love and adore, and they support all of our local nonprofits. So they tweaked it a little this week and partnered with Sade, who we love.
We love them too.
And it's Wine United. So if you need an excuse to go have a glass of wine at Sade, Thursday is the day, and that is
5 to 8 p.m.
And drinking wine for a good cause? Come on. I'm your guy.
You can't beat that.
I'm your guy.
Yeah. Like, you have a lot going on Thursday.
Well, yeah, I won't be there. I'll be at my place. But also on Thursday is SDSU basketball game. And gifting for good. Oh, we should talk about this Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited about this. We didn't talk about this yet.
Yeah.
So Thursday and Friday at the South Dakota Ag Museum is
that place.
Gifting for Good, which I had to look up what that actually was, but it's a shopping expo.
Shopping?
Yeah. It's like you buy stuff and they give back to the community.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's Thursday at the Ag Museum.
And then speaking of doing good.
Yeah.
So profile.
Oh, yes. We have to talk about Sarah.
Yes, Sarah.
Okay, so we've talked about the profile, how they're filling the Brookings Food Pantry.
Yes, which is fantastic.
And Ashley and I were at the Bridal Expo. And guess who we met? We met Sarah.
We met Sarah.
From Profile.
We met Sarah.
And she is lovely.
She is.
And she reminded us that you guys only have until tomorrow to turn in the food, the drive
tomorrow.
In. So you can win prizes still. She said it's been very successful, and she promised to give me feedback after it's over so we can report back and let you guys know all the good that was done with that program.
And she also gave us free
bars. Oh, we have free bars. And I had one for breakfast, and it was delicious.
And I had one actually right after the bridal show because I was, starving.
Because you were hungry. Oh, my goodness. So we love Sarah. She gave us free food,
Sarah.
And she submits her events, and she does good for the community. What about Friday? What do we got?
No, well, the play, too, on Thursday.
There's so much on Thursday.
That intrigues me.
It's the Thanksgiving play.
At Oscar Larson PAC.
Yeah, at the PAC.
Yeah.
They kept it really simple. It goes all weekend, but it does open Thursday night at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah.
So $18 for a ticket.
Yeah.
And what a lovely thing to do.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Got to support the arts, man.
Got to support them. And then, finally, we're going to start kicking off the...
Ding, 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 ding. So. Do you guys all know what that means?
Just think of a red.
It's a big red kettle. So the Red Kettle campaign kicks off on Friday. So you'll see local volunteers ringing bells at Walmart, Hy-Vee, and Lewis. Goes throughout the season. You guys know the deal. You give them money. You give them your change. You volunteer to ring the bells. That starts. You'll start seeing the little bells around town, which means it's holiday season.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
I love it. And then let's talk about Saturday.
Saturday's going to be a fun day. I mean, what day is not fun this week? I love holiday seasons because there's just so much going on. So
I know.
First, you open up with Fan Cakes to Benefit the Salvation Army at Wooden Legs.
Yeah.
So that's at 8 a.m. So you can come have
some early fan cakes. Yeah.
They're
doing that because the game.
Yep.
And part of the game this week is 11:30 a.m. is South Dakota State Alumni and Friends tailgate at the stadium. So start tailgating at 11:30 there, and then the game's at 2.
So we could go have fan cakes and then go to tailgating and probably have some other deliciousness with friends.
And if football's not your thing.
You can just eat food and drink beverages.
No, there's another thing going on that day.
Well,
9 a.m.
9 a.m. We have at the Humane Society our holiday photos and bake sale.
Ooh, I always go to this.
I really appreciate that. I'm on the board.
Yeah.
And this is one of our largest fundraisers for us. So we really appreciate you either donating your bake sale goods.
Yeah.
Like if you want to cook us up some
brownies or
cookies
cupcakes.
Or cupcakes or whatever you feel like, you can just drop those off at the Humane Society. Otherwise, show up.
Yeah, it's a great
event. Take it off our hands.
It's a great event, and there's also some photos being taken. I think you have to register for those on Facebook.
Yeah, you can find it on Facebook.
We do it every year with our family. It's our Christmas card photo, and it's a donation. Yeah, I do. I know, I do. Because my dog gets to be in the picture.
And last year you had jerseys, right?
Yes, we had Chiefs jerseys. Yes. So it's a really fun. All the proceeds from the photos go to the Humane Society, and it's the cheapest photos you could ever get for your family because you get like two images from it, so it's great.
Yeah, and they're good photos.
Like, they're great photos because Choke Cherry takes them, a professional photographer.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, she's fantastic.
So, and then we gotta just keep going on Saturday because there's something cool at Sade
again. Keep going. We're gonna go do some wine and canvas. Imagine that, there'd be more wine at Sade.
Wine,
but now there's
and
canvases.
Art. Wine and art. So it's two different sessions.
11 and 3.
And you can sign up for those on Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then on Sunday, Prairie Soul Fall Open House, 1 to 4. Prairie Soul is a yoga studio. And if you want to go check them out, that's on Sunday. That's kind of the only thing we have on Sunday.
They have hot yoga there.
They do?
They do.
Oh, I can't do
that. You couldn't do that. No. I can do it, though. I love that. I can't especially do when that. It's cold outside.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to wrap up the show. As always, FOMOshow605.com or BrookingsRadio.com is a great way to find us. Thank you for being here with me.
Oh, my pleasure.
And like, share, comment, let us know, and submit your events so
submit
we can
them.
Talk about them. And have
where do they submit their events?
FOMOshow605.com.
There you go.
Have a great week.
Bye, guys. Oh, what's going on?